speaking of people looking at the world in a different way, given the fact that Liverpool were able to win 1-0, it is great to welcome Phil Moss to the program. Hello, Mossy.
Good morning, Jimmy. That's the first time I've heard you speak highly of Liverpool.
It pained me to do it. But it was only Mo Salah got another goal. It was a penalty.
Yeah.
Well, he earned it and he dispatched it, as we'd expect, Ray, isn't that right?
Correct, yeah. Moved 7 points clear. 7 points clear, the good guys now. But, of course, Man City played tonight, I think. Phil?
No, not until Tuesday.
Tuesday,
so
okay.
That just leaves a little extra time for the pressure to mount on them to get their result when they do take the pitch. And they're playing Wolves.
They're playing well, Wolves. Yeah.
Well, Wolves knocked us out of the FA Cup the other day. Mm. And they've got Manchester City, I think from memory, were the first points they dropped away to Wolves earlier in the season. It won't be a walkover, but at home, Manchester City will definitely go in as favourites. There's no doubt about that. But, certainly things are heating up.
All right. Well, we're at the EPL. Let's stay there now. West Ham, 1-0 against Arsenal. So they've faltered of late, Arsenal, and now find themselves in the sights of the aforementioned Manchester United.
They do. Manchester United obviously don't play until tonight, which is a big test for them, Jimmy, as you will well know, away to Spurs. You would call that a falter, definitely. Arsenal away to West Ham. Declan Rice scored a really nice goal in the 48th minute. Arsenal remain fifth, and I think they've got a better goal difference than Manchester United, so they should stay there regardless of the United result. But that's not a result that will go down well with Arsenal fans at all.
Exactly. A couple of results overnight. Chelsea 2-1 against Newcastle, just to keep them relatively in touch in the title hopes. But as you mentioned earlier, Phil, the big game is tomorrow morning, 3:30 a.m. our time. Spurs v Man U, Jimmy's team, and then Man City play Wolves, as you said, on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, that's right. I think the headline out of the Chelsea game was Willian saying that his future was at Chelsea, despite fresh reports that Barcelona are after him, and he scored a wonderful goal, wonderful winner in that game to just ram home those headlines from pre-match. Spurs, this is the biggest test for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. There's no doubt about that. Since he's been in charge, they're 5 from 5 wins. Cardiff, Huddersfield, Bournemouth, Newcastle and Reading in the FA Cup third round. So Spurs away is his sternest test, but he's got the team playing such better football and the confidence is great. He's got the likes of Pogba firing, so you can see he's really brought a freshness and a happiness to the dressing room, which was sadly lacking season to date. So that should be a great game. There's no doubt about it. Spurs have gone 3 wins and a loss in their last 4, and we just mentioned Manchester United's record, so should be a cracker, that one.
Tip a winner?
I'm going to go with... I think Manchester United could get the points away from home, Jimmy, just to make your day, mate.
I just got to pick myself up off the floor here. Anyway, $3.40, Man United at tab.com.au, $2.05, Tottenham, and $3.50 is the draw. Let's stay overseas, but talk Australian football. 3-0 against Palestine, the response we wanted. Mm. And maybe, just maybe, Chris Economides has said, hey, I'm the guy you need to be picking all the time, aren't he?
He certainly put his hand up, didn't he? And he was kind of a late inclusion in the squad, Economides. But, he's certainly impressed. If I go back to the Oman game, there were certainly some flashes there where you thought he could really add something here. He's been in great form in the A-League for Perth Glory under Tony Popovich. And I thought his performance the other night, particularly that the assist for the A1 Bill goal, was outstanding. Just made his half a yard on the edge of the box and delivered a delightful ball. Mm. And apparently him and Mabil had spoken about that in training the day before. And
oh, is that right?
A couple of times. Yeah, well, he said to Mabil, every time you see me cut in on my right foot and get my head up, just make that run in behind on an angle and I'll find you. So it's great when things off the training pitch translate into game day and help get the points. But great reaction from the Socceroos, as you said. Big news, Jimmy, in Milos Deganek announcing overnight that he's going to be moving from Red Star Belgrade to Saudi Arabian powerhouse Al Hilal. Is that good news for the Socceroos? No, because he's been playing for Red Star and he played in the Champions League against Liverpool and PSG and starred in those games. And he's got the move out of that. He's 24. in my opinion, far too young to head for those sort of leagues. With all due respect, I just think Red Star and Champions League is where he needs to be. But he's made the decision, and we have to move on.
What would be the numbers difference there? What would his pay be?
You've got to
make those considerations.
Yeah, a lot of zero.
Yeah,
right.
Couldn't even guess. But that is, look, you know, you never begrudge any player making hay while the sun shines.
No.
He's obviously cashing in, but and it might be a Sainsbury situation where he goes there for a couple of years, gets financial stability and security, and then heads back to Europe. So
exactly.
Let's hope that's the case.
Hey, well, Phil, Wednesday morning, basically the Socceroos just need a draw against Syria to advance. That they should be able to win that game.
Yeah, definitely. They'll go in as clear favourites, Ray. But Graham Allen's come out on the front foot and said that they will go all out attack. Mm-hmm. Great to see Jamie McLaren score his first goal in 10 caps. I think that'll be a massive weight off his shoulders. You're starting to get compared or mentioned in the same breath as Scott McDonald, who we know had a wonderful club career, but just couldn't get off the donut for the Socceroos. But McLaren's done that now. Great goal the other night too.
Fluffy's first option.
He was caught too. Yeah,
he did. But made up. That was a wonderful finish with his head from the Tommy Rogic cross. That's not easy to execute, and he made it look very easy.
Yeah. All right, A-League, let's go to some of the results that we've had already in round 13. Melbourne City 1-0 against Brisbane Roar. The Phoenix, Roy Krishna, 3-2 against the Central Coast Mariners after they were up at half-time, and then the victory 2-1 over the Jets.
Come on, Jimmy, you know you want to trot that line out. The Phoenix, they just keep rising.
Oh, mate, Mark Rudin, no wonder he's in demand.
Yeah, well, that's it. Adelaide United, some headlines coming out before the game that Adelaide United are interested in putting him in for Marco Kurtz, and which is interesting because Marco Kurtz, on the face of it, has done a very good job with Adelaide since he's been there. And, you know, they're in sixth position at the moment. They play Sydney away today, which we'll talk about in a second. But, yeah, certainly Mark Rudin is making every post a winner for Wellington. He's turned the club around. They've had their best unbeaten run, I think, in their history. And they were 2-0 down yesterday against the Mariners until Kai Rolls got sent off for the Mariners and came back to win 3-2. And I don't get this with defenders. The rule has changed. So Kai Rolls got sent off for a challenge that brought a penalty, but he didn't go for the ball. Now, the new rule is if you go for the ball and you miss the ball, it's a penalty, but you stay on the pitch. Kai Rolls didn't go for the ball, much like Daniel Bowles last week for Brisbane, and they both get sent off, so their team cops a penalty and they're playing a man down.
Mm. Yeah, it's tough. Hey, Phil, a couple of big games today. Sydney FC must-win game against Adelaide United because Perth Glory are just sneaking away. They go take on the Wanderers this afternoon. They've got a 3-point buffer on top at the moment, Perth Glory.
Yeah, spot on, Ray. And Melbourne Victory getting that win last night kept them in touch with Perth. But if Perth win today, they maintain that 6-point lead. Sydney FC must bounce back against Adelaide today from that disappointment over in Perth. Again, it was the first half, Ray. We've spoken about it. Steve Corrick has spoken about it. The players have spoken about it. So they have to start today strongly to get that win over Adelaide because they'll be bouncing after beating Melbourne Victory in the New Year's clash. So, yeah, look, a big game out there at Jubilee. The crowds out there have averaged about 12,000. The atmosphere's been brilliant. So you'd imagine there'll be a big crowd behind Sydney today. And I'm going to tip Sydney at home. I think they'll have the firepower. Lafondra's on fire, scored a great goal in the loss the other night. So I think they'll get the points there. And I'm going to tip Perth Glory at home against Popovich's old club, Western Sydney Wanderers.
That'll be interesting, the Wanderers. This is a big one for them. Competition leaders away from home. They've got to stay in the game.
Absolutely, Jimmy. And look, they've been inconsistent at best. I think that would be very kind to Western Sydney Wanderers.
Can't score, Phil.
That's right. Yeah. And they've got Riera, who is a goal scorer, scored 15 for them last season, but he just hasn't found that form. There's been a lot of talk of whether he'll stay or go back to the Spanish second division, and maybe that's playing on his mind, but certainly they need him. Rolly Bonavarsia, Bome Johan, they've got some real quality. They just haven't been consistently performing well enough to get the results they need, but they're sitting in eighth spot on 9 points, and sixth spot is 19 points, so they're 10 points behind Adelaide. They need to get a hurry on if they're going to make something of this season.
Mm. Yeah. Good on you, Phil. We do appreciate that, mate. Look, I hate to tell you, but next week I'm away and you will actually have to come into the studio to do the program. You can't do it from the phone, okay? Just to let you know.
Can't do 3 hours from the phone?
No.
You got to help us out next week, Phil.
That's all right, Ray. You're in the house, so I'll be in the house, mate.
Terrific.
All I'm wanting is you to win the quiz, okay?
I'll do that for you, Jimmy. And magnificent job through the week, Jimmy, hosting the weekly program. Great job.
It was good fun, eh? It was good fun. You and I helped.
Especially when you spend 3 days on the Gold Coast.
Well, look, someone's got to do it, Phil. I put my hand up for it.
He's very good.
You have a great day, guys. Great to talk to you.